Good, doing good.
Wanted to ask you, the last two picks for the Broncos are both from your conference. What do you think that says about the conference you play in?
We got this definitely talented.
Try again.
Jack, are you there?
He's outside somewhere. Call him back. No, he's outside somewhere. Yes, sir. Are you a partner or a friend? Hey, Jack, you there? Yeah, what's a good number? Okay. That's much better. Okay, I want to put you on this conference call. One second.
Can you hear us all right now, Jack?
Yeah.
There we go.
Jack, how much did injury set you back last year? Hurt your draft stock, maybe?
Yeah, I can hear him. Can you turn it up, John?
Yeah.
One second.
Can you repeat it? I'm sorry. Hello?
Hey, how's it going? How much did injuries affect you last year and subsequently affect your draft stock?
I mean, you know, it was pretty tough playing through all the injuries, but, you know, I'm tough, so, you know, I did it. You know, I told my coaches I'm not going to let my injuries affect me. You know, I stepped out on the field, so anything that happened, you know, I took the blame for it. You know, I did some good things, but I did some bad things. Hello?
How much do you think that the injuries actually hurt your draft stock?
I think that was a big concern of a lot of teams. You know, I'm not sure how it really affected my draft stock, but I know it probably shied some teams away because of my performance in my senior year. I think what saved me was in my how I played my junior year. You know.
Jack, obviously, I don't know how much you know about the Broncos, but they obviously have a lot of cornerbacks. How do you see yourself fitting in here right away?
I see myself with a good fit. You know, I don't know too much about their DBs, but I know that they got my style of play as far as being in the secondary. You know, they got Champ and guys around my neighborhood, you know, Dre Bly. He's right around the neck of the wood. And I'm ready to go, man.
Any of those injuries you had last year, any of those still lingering? Did you need surgery, or are you 100% right now?
Oh, no, I'm 100% right now. Yeah, none of the injuries are affecting me now. I'm cool.
How much, if at all, did you play special teams?
I played all special teams. Always been an important part of my game is to get on all the special teams and make some plays for the team, like in special teams is very important.
Jack, you forced a lot of fumbles, not this past season, but the season before, 06. Do you work on stripping the ball, or did you just have some big hits, or what was it?
That's something that I work on, just trying to get turnovers. You know, if you can't pick the ball, then you want to, try to strip it or jar it loose somehow. And that's something that we always stress out here at camp, when our secondary is trying to strip the ball. Somebody hold on to him as a person strips. So, I can't take all the credit, Sometimes it was a solo strip, but a lot of times it was, a gang tackle, and I just got it out.
I had a scout tell me you would often make sure some of your teammates got to class. Is that something you did a lot, or just this past year?
Not done that my whole time here. When I was younger, the older guys, made sure I was at class, got to class. Like Josh Cribbs, he was one of the people that made sure I was in class at ADU. So, I just try to, do the same thing and just make sure everybody's in class because they're not helping the team by not being eligible. That's what they told me. So, information to my younger teammates, and, you know, even if they're not younger, they're going to class and doing the things they need to do to help the team.
Thank you, Jack. Congratulations.
All right.
Hey, thanks for doing that, man. Sorry about the phone situation, but